Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And off we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now from, he is the star of stage and screen. Wait a minute, that's the wrong card. Writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
What's it like to have a normal Monday for a change? It's great to be back, Bill.
It is stupendous. It is stupendous. I'm just right now, I'm a little out of sorts at the moment. That's because of a change I'm making. It's going to be great, but I'm still a little out of sorts.
You got to get change in the routine, huh?
Not in the routine. So I do. I have a YouTube channel, which is sort of an augmentation to the radio show.
Right.
Because talking about guns is great, but showing about guns is better.
Yes.
And for all of these shows that I don't go to, it used to be when I did go to these shows. I was always lugging around a whole bunch of stuff if I was trying to shoot a YouTube video. So, you know, I'm always looking to make things lighter. So, finally, the camera came out a few months ago that makes things lighter. It does it all. It's one camera. As a matter of fact, it is future-proof. It shoots in 8K resolution.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, like if I said, and what makes that important is like if you and I were taking a class and I got both of us in the frame at a distance, right, and I'm shooting it in an 8K. When we're coming up on the firing line, if I wanted to make it seem like I had multiple cameras, I could crop in on you or on me or on you and the partner next to you or whatever. And that crop in is a 4K crop in. It still retains all of that neat detail.
Yeah.
But it's the same sort of form factor as a regular camera. Unfortunately, in order for me to actually make that happen, I had to trade every camera I own that's a legitimate, serious camera towards that. And I'm just waiting on that to get delivered there so I can actually order this thing. And I've been for days without a cameraman. It's getting to me. So anyway. Good to be back on the air. The weekend was rough. I had to devote most of my time to my bonsai.
Oh, I saw pictures on Facebook.
It's neat to listen to Nero Wolfe while you're working your bonsai.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend. I had a good weekend. It was a horrible weekend in Chicago. 8 people were killed by drug gangs. Another 32 were wounded between Friday evening and Monday morning. That makes 15 people murdered in the last 7 days, 50 murdered in the last month, 170 murdered so far this year. And we can't ignore this because Illinois is given the A rating by gun control groups. And Chicago basically wags the dog in Illinois. It tells everybody what to do. So why are so many people dying on the streets? Yikes. Well, whatever they got going, it's not working.
Well, it's all part of this. This is why I say this. It's all part of their little Cloward and Piven violence prospectus that they have in place. And they use that. I mean, every time they have a little flare-up in these blue cities, where they always have flare-ups.
Right.
Then they say, we need more national gun control.
They use their failures as an excuse to implement their political agenda.
Right.
I had a listener who said, hey, I got this idea. Can I write it down? And I said, man, I like your comments so far. You do it. I'll publish it. His name's Greg Taggart. And he goes, why do you think gun owners are against registration? Now, this guy's an Aggie. He's an engineer. Before he asked the question, he's got 19 reasons. I said, well, hold on. Let's just look at the top couple. The idea of a gun registration means we need universal background checks. Otherwise, someone will have a gun and not be on the background check, and it's a good idea to stop crime. That's air quotes around both of those. And he goes, really? It has absolutely nothing to do with crime. You can't even punish a criminal who's not on the list. Now, you can punish the criminal for the crime he commits. You can punish a repeat felon for being in possession of a firearm. But because of the, Fifth Amendment, where he goes, you know, you can't force me to incriminate myself if I don't sign up for the list. No, that can't be a crime. Holy cow. So we're only talking about a list of law-abiding people. Wait, so you're saying that I need a list of all the people who obey the law because someday they might be a criminal? That's crazy. That's what they're saying, though.
Well, there's a subtext, though.
Yeah?
There's a subtext to this, see. Haven't you ever wondered why they always want to ban the AR-15 despite the fact that it is used so rarely in a crime?
The reason I have my opinion, and that's because it is so easy to shoot. Meaning, if the girl next door wants to shoot it, okay, we're going to give her the 10/22 rifle, then we're going to step up to the AR-15.
Right.
It's the everyman's rifle, isn't it?
It is. But it also has some real utility.
Right.
Because in the military, with the M16, when we would be training in the 80s anyway, I don't know what they do nowadays, but I mean, you have to manage things like ammo consumption when you're actually out there in combat and stuff like that. So
right.
In order to make that better, the recommendation was, and it's easily done because the recoil is so light, is suppressive semi-automatic fire.
Right.
So in a heads-up fight, let's say the entire military and all of law enforcement went rogue and we now have to face them, we have a weapon with utility.
Right.
We have a weapon with utility, which is something they don't want us to have. They're not against that utility of the gun. They're against us having them and having that utility against them if it gets to that. Aren't they the ones that advocate for getting their face, you know, run them out of the restaurant, all this other stuff?
Right.
I mean, James Hoskinson. That dude, the Bernie bro, he was absolutely convinced that the Republicans were all of this in a bag of chips, so he decided to go to a softball game and kill a bunch of them.
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, they're the ones always defaulting in that way, and for us, you know, they don't want us to have that weapon, and that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with public safety. It has nothing to do with saving anybody, because if they really wanted to save somebody, they would go to where the... Have you ever heard the old Sam Kinison skit where he's talking about people that live in the desert and how they're starving?
No.
So he's out there, and he's like, so you watch this National Geographic special, and they got the camera on a kid that's covered in flies. You know, they could hand him a sandwich or something, but no, they got to make this film. And, you know, here's the thing about this. If you're starving and you need food, you got to go to where the food is.
Right.
Which is not in the desert. You can't grow anything in the desert. It's sand. So if they were to be, if they really wanted to go and stop some of this stuff, instead of looking at me and you, they'd be looking at Chicago and Baltimore and all these other places.
Yeah.
Coming up on the break, tell everybody how to find you, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amaland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we're discussing maybe there needs to be the police officer that you were, the former police officer you were talking to, the 70-something year old man. Those guys were cut from a different bolt of cloth than your average 20, 30 year old police officer today. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. But what is, and what I see is, you know, human beings are cyclic. We're born, we mature, we are productive, and then we die. So, generationally, it's not just the people themselves have changed individually or collectively based on, you know, life events, but the leadership. You know, I'm telling you, bro, this left-leaning element in our country has always been a problem, and it's always going to be a problem until we do something about it. But the thing about it is, look at the mentality, how the mentality has changed in respect to the leadership. How can you knowingly or by choice go forth to do the kind of things that law enforcement officers are required to do, and yet leadership will hang them out to dry in an instant, or, you know, it just becomes, you know, an insurmountable problem. I read something recently on the number of law enforcement that are leaving the ranks, and it was pretty appalling.
Well, I mean, it's
I don't know what people are doing as far as recruiting, you know, new people.
I have no idea what they could do. I think for the, you know, how they talk about a jury, with a jury, that the jury shouldn't look at the media and get contaminated by the news and everything that's out there. I think most young people looking at this, unless they have some really serious call to service, would be looking at law enforcement, depending on where they live, maybe. And I don't see any of them. I don't see any of them saying, you know, I can't wait to be a part of this, because you're just going to be. It looks like in a lot of cases you're going to get hung out to dry. And the other problem is that they have been so denigrated in the view of society. You know, they kill everybody and all this other stuff. That now they're targets. So they just about have to change their approach, and if they don't change their approach, depending on their jurisdiction, they might just get gunned down while they're having a sub sandwich for lunch.
Exactly. The it's a horrible situation. The what I don't understand about the Buffalo, New York shooting is, I don't understand why that shooter survived. I mean, as soon as someone had, now I'm not going to second guess anyone, and I'm not going to armchair quarterback them.
Right.
But until, see, it's that military mind versus the law enforcement mind of apprehension versus elimination.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's a problem with it, isn't it, with law enforcement? If you're in there and you're in a combat mode and they lay down their weapon and hold their hands up, you gotta stop.
Right. And I don't get that. The part of this leadership issue we're talking about, the psychological issues, problems, are all driven by, if you stop and think about this, what is socially acceptable for, you know, what's acceptable for a society, for civilization? And the missing piece that everybody, you know, gladly overlooks is how the justice system has been gutted like a fish. There's no consequences.
Yeah, well, I don't look at it as so much being gutted as turned around. I mean, you got guys taking shots at cops in these big city jurisdictions,
yeah.
They're out in 2 days at that, if they're not out the same day.
Yeah,
if they get arrested early enough, they'll be out that same day.
There's no accountability. There's no responsibility. People aren't being held to any kind of standard, you know, and that's the problem with the country.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, I can go out and try to kill as many people as I can,
sure.
And I don't have to worry about it because, one, the cops aren't going to shoot me, and two, I'll live at least 30 years on death row.
Three hots and a cop. Not a big deterrent, is it?
If people knew and understood that you're going to conduct yourself in this manner at risk of your life, because we'll shut you down.
Well, the other thing, and when I was in my class today, there's a former LEO there, and I was telling him what we were going to be talking about, and he wanted to know how we're going to take and do an after-action review when we don't know all the facts yet. And I said, we don't have to have all the facts to understand that these should have been hard targets. And he said, oh, well, yeah. And that's the next thing, isn't it? I mean, and we can talk about that in the next segment, but the problem with these schools and the problem with the whole supposition of defending a school is that we have never learned the lesson. We've never taken action since Columbine. We shouldn't have had another one of these things since Columbine. And Columbine taught us that young men can do some evil things. Yeah. But young men can do some very evil things. And all of them give all...
Evil's going to find a way.
Oh, yeah.
Evil will always find a way. Period. There's no second guessing that. You have to be vigilant 100% of the time.
Right.
And, you know, people, you know, they want to, you know, complain about how things are being done, and yet nobody's willing to do what is necessary to prevent it from happening.
Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about...
You can eat it too, bro.
Right. We're going to talk about what could have been done. And just breaching a room where we know hostiles are when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 390,000 jobs in May, extending the year-long streak of strong gains. The unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. The president addresses the nation following the release of that May jobs report, and the president was asked why inflation is so high, and once again, he's blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I understand that families who are struggling probably don't care why the prices are up. They just want them to go down. Joe, what are you going to do to bring them down? But it's important that we understand the root of the problem so we can take steps to solve it.
Republicans argue inflation has been rising since President Biden took office, instead blaming the spending packages Democrats passed last year. The president with nothing else on his public schedule today. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court will issue new draft opinions on Monday. Justices still have many high-profile cases left to decide, including one that may overturn Roe v. Wade. That's a decades-old decision which legalized abortion. An illegally leaked draft opinion last month indicated a majority of the justices were ready to overturn Roe. Iowa law enforcement officials have identified the two women killed by a gunman outside of an Ames, Iowa church Thursday night as 22-year-old Eden Montag and 21-year-old Vivian Flores. Both were students at Iowa State University who were at church for a Bible study program. The shooter, identified as 33-year-old Jonathan Whitlatch, killed himself. Story County Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald saying the incident occurred days after Montag ended a relationship with Whitlatch, who had been arrested 2 days before but posted bond and was released. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GunsCom radio studio. This is Lock and Load. The drama of live radio. I had to run outside and pay my grass cutting guy. Take him a bottle of water.
Yep.
We're speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let's say you have a building. You have to go in the building. You know you have hostiles in one particular area of the building. You know where the area of the building is that they are. You know how many of them there are. With a team that knows what it's doing, and what is the minimum size a team could be, and what size element would you send in there? Six?
Two.
Oh,
minimum.
Okay.
Minimum two-man team.
Right, okay.
That's a baseline infantry
fire maneuver.
You never send one guy to do anything.
Right.
It's always two-man rule.
Well, I know with two men, you can even do Overwatch with two men, so good to go.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
So two.
Okay, minimum, yeah.
What is there a protocol in place in the military today? I mean, when I was in, we were expecting it was going to be tank warfare on European landmass. We didn't worry too much about entering buildings. We just would have blown them up.
Right.
They were in there. We think we killed them all. Listen, who's got the beer?
Right.
Going in and clearing a building, is that a science yet?
Pardon me?
Is that a science?
What?
The method clearing going
oh,
in?
Yeah,
and clearing,
absolutely.
Going
yeah,
in and breaching.
You're basically only limited to by your imagination in respect
sure.
to you know how to clear a structure, but some of the baseline issues, whenever possible, clear from the top down to give them an out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because a trapped rat will fight 10 times harder than one that's got a, you know, one that's busy trying to get away.
Now, in combat, that would include maybe creating an opening in the roof line to actually get in, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'd have to breach the structure.
Right.
Of course, you'd probably have to have aircraft get on top. It all depends on, you know, what the scenario is, but what you described, if you know where they're at, and you have that level of intel, then granted, you can't, well, you shouldn't blow off the rest of the structure because, you know, intel, you generally can't take intel for 100%. But in that, if I had a sizable element to work with, I would choose an entry point based on, like, the tactical layout of the actual problem. You understand? I can't just say I would go in the front door because I don't know what the scenario is. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But I would enter the structure as surreptitiously or silently as possible and have you can call it a rabbit team if you want.
Okay.
Have a rabbit team go straight to the crisis point in the structure while the remainder of the element systematically clears the building. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
To make sure there's no surprises.
I've never asked this question before, but like things like flashbangs, throwing a flashbang into a classroom full of kids with an assailant or multiple assailants in there.
Yeah.
What do you think the effect? Well, I mean, that's not the thing to do. I mean, if I understand that it's probably going to cause.
That was my immediate thought when you said that. My immediate thought was I would be hard pressed to bang a room with a bunch of kids in it. You know what I mean? A classroom. There's really nothing to hide behind or get behind. And you generally have anywhere from, 15 to, 30 kids in a room.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you not going to injure somebody with a flashbang? You know what I mean?
Well, then I guess something that I guess what they would have to do would be sort of like an explosive breach and it just has to be so fast and violent that the...
Yeah, but why do you have to even do that? I mean...
I'm just thinking to get in there if there's still some people alive. Now, in this particular instance with Uvalde, I don't think there's anybody left alive with him.
Right, I don't know. But,
he barricaded himself in one classroom and killed everybody in it.
One thing I want to shed light on is just look at the conversation we're having now. Look at the influence that affects your decision-making process when you have children involved versus adults.
Should that be part of it, though? I mean, to me...
It should be part of the psychological prep or training for law enforcement, sure.
Well, I mean, but they've got to be able to shunt that aside, don't they? They've got to be able to look at that and say, okay, there might be some popped eardrums.
I'm going to be a little facetious, man. Let me just take your position to the nth degree.
Right.
Okay? You got a school shooter? Why even go in there, man? Just blow the school up, and it's done.
Right.
You see what I mean? It doesn't work.
Well, no, when I was talking about an explosive breach, I was just talking about something maybe, if you got a guy barricaded.
Yeah, I understood the explosive breaching thing. Yeah. I just took, the scenario, worst case. All I'm trying to point out is when you have children involved and numbers of children involved, it has an effect on you psychologically, and your decision-making process as to how to go about doing business. That's got to be addressed in training and practicing, but most importantly, your leadership has to support you.
Well, yeah.
Period.
There's that. But, I mean, I think the training would go a long way. I think there was probably a lot of indecisiveness in Uvalde. I think they were sitting there wondering what to do and everything, trying to contain something, trying to figure out what to do. They exist in a world, the post-Ferguson world. You know, they're going to be damned one way or the other.
Right.
Yeah, you know. Then when the cavalry arrives, holding them up and everything, maybe they were thinking they would still be held responsible for whatever they did. Have you ever had any dealings with the Border Patrol SWAT teams?
They're good at what they do. But see, the Border Patrol has a different mission.
Right.
They're law enforcement per se, but they are more independent, and their duty position requires them to have independence and the ability to function on their own for the
right.
most part. But all of your large organizations have good people. They're chock full of good people. But it's not the people that are the problem.
Right.
It's the leadership and the psychology involved. Used to be
Hold up right there, because I want to hear about this, but we're coming up on the next break. Super Dave, you can follow him at sdave_Harrington on Instagram and get a look at his new logo, or the cool logo that he's got coming up and everything else. And that's well worth the look. It's a very, I like it. I like it a lot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I am using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we have been speaking to Super Dave Harrington. He was about tell me about why we came to the need for SWAT teams. You're about to say how they came about.
August 1st, 1966. Charles Whitman. Ring a bell.
Ring a bell. The clock tower in Texas.
Yeah.
Texas A&M. Yeah.
Texas Tower Sniper.
Yep.
At the University of Texas in Austin, dig this. That situation was dealt with appropriately. They knew that there was not going to be a snowball's chance of shutting him down unless somebody went up there and did it.
Right.
And that's what was done. And that should have set the precedent for how those types of circumstances should be handled. And it didn't. It kind of went south. You know, they had the idea, well, you know, we need to, that incident was, as I understand it, the primary incident that brought about the SWAT elements and the whole SWAT team mentality and the separation between the patrol officer and the SWAT officer, and contain the situation instead of handle it, contain it and let the SWAT guys get it. You know, when they, you know, can finally get assembled and, you know, get organized and blah, blah, blah. All that takes time.
Right.
And when you have, you know, a perpetrator that is intent on causing as many casualties as possible in the least amount of time, that puts the onus on the patrol officers to close, you know, I see it as it's kind of like a 5-point contingency plan, similar to the OODA loop, but for ground pounders.
Right.
You've got to, first thing you got to do is detect, then locate, identify, decide, and act. That's it. I see the whole active shooter thing that simply. One, you have to detect them or, you know, realize they exist, if that's at all possible prior to the event starting.
Right.
You've got to locate them, identify them, and make a decision and act on it. You know, are you going to shut them down and eliminate them, or, you know, is the possibility of apprehending them exist? But that's, you know, that's a decision point for the man on the ground.
Okay, so with that, when that decision point is made, like it, the decision point that was made here with law enforcement in Uvalde and their command and control, whatever it was, whatever they had calling the shots and everything, they basically made a decision to contain it.
Right.
But in doing so, they also made a decision that everybody that was there with him was probably done, and they made apparently no attempt to do something about it. I heard some chief or some commander thought that there were no children alive in the room, which, I mean, how would you know that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
This is the first I've heard this.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to, and this is the thing, this is the thing about this. What I completely agree with everything you're saying about the command and control, and you got to figure out what you're going to do. You got to have your plan, you got to have contingencies in place. You got to have your hitters, and they got to go in there, and they got to be ruthless, and they got to prosecute what they're going to do. And you got to take responsibility for all of that. Or failing to do so, you also have to take responsibility for what happens taking no action. Would you agree with that?
Well, the responsibility is all-inclusive of everything that does or does not happen.
Right.
You know? But the individual, provided they could be identified, that made the decision to wait, should be held accountable for that.
Right.
Because I don't know what it's going to take for the collective consciousness to understand that active shooter situations should automatically, under those circumstances, lethal force is authorized.
Right.
And supported.
Well, you know, with school shooting, now my understanding has been this, with school shootings since Columbine, if a cop gets there, he goes in. And twice now, this being the second time, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in Parkland being the first time, twice now, police have shown up there, and the first person on the scene that could have done something with it didn't.
Right.
And the other thing about Uvalde now, this particular Robb Elementary School had lockdown procedures in place. They had practiced them many times. There's a lot of illegal immigration activity there that it spills over into real crime. They've locked the school down successfully many, many times. And the weak link was that teacher that went out and left the door unlocked, left it propped open, right? So they had measures in place, but still, I look at the kind of measures they had with that school without having anybody armed on the inside. I refer to that as passive defense. You know, it's like a seatbelt and an airbag. Okay, you got a seatbelt, you got an airbag. We wish you luck in the wreck. Passive restraints. And you know, instead of it being a hard target. Now, 30% of Texas schools are armed. You know that, right? Or did you know that?
I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, they are apparently in the same sort of, like, Wilbarger County, Texas, have been armed since 2007. And, I mean, the armed teachers are also trained in combat trauma care. So they can shoot you and plug you up. I mean, it's a pretty good program we got in place, and we could be doing that, but we're not doing that. And we got about 3 minutes here. So, in my last question to you, I'm just going to ask for your opinion. Why do you think we haven't made schools hard targets?
Well, it's just I have no answer for that, man.
Well, I think a lot of them lack the political will. After the church was shot here in South Carolina,
right?
I asked a preacher about arming, you know, letting people in the church with guns, and he was like, "I just hate the idea that it would be necessary to have guns in the sanctuary." And I looked at him and I said, "But it is necessary." So you can hate the idea all you like, or are you going to hate? Do you think the guy in Sutherland, Texas, hates the idea of guns being in there? Or do you think he wishes that somebody had had a gun in there that day, or in Charleston?
Well, I'm sure there's quite a few people that are, doing a hardcore mental review
right
on a lot of serious points of interest. It's just a matter of, you know, is this going to be the same old song and dance, or is somebody going to actually, you know, take action to see that, you know, their children are safe?
Yeah. Given this day and this age, I mean, when the planes were parked in the skyscrapers, they hardened the cockpits, and no planes have been, as far as I know, no planes have been taken over by bad guys.
Right.
It's been tried, but nobody's done it. We guard all kinds of things with guns, but we don't guard our kids. And I think the fact that you and I have to discuss this here today is one of the dumbest things I've ever considered. The fact that I can say that with confidence, they're not protecting the children. They have not learned the lesson, and it's still a problem today. Right now, this minute, it's still a problem.
Right.
Well, before we run out of time,
state of affairs, man.
It is.
To how it reflects on America as a civilized society.
Indeed. Indeed it is. Before I run out of time, thank you once again for joining me.
No worries, Mr. Bill.
Hey.
I always enjoy the opportunity, man.
The height of tactical insight with Super Dave Harrington. Check him out on Trigger Time TV. Check him out on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I'm sure he's got some light to shed on this topic as well. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.